Former Hillsborough County Commissioner Brian Blair announced today that he'll try to resurrect his political career by running for a seat in the state house next year. In a press release, Blair announced he's a candidate to the Republican primary in House District 47, which encompasses Northwest Hillsborough County, including Carrollwood. The race to succeed term-limited Republican Kevin Ambler is quickly becoming a crowded field. Former Verizon executive Irene Guy has announced plans for the seat, as has Richard Reedy, an aide to County Commissioner Ken Hagan, and Tom Adderhold as well.
You know, I'm the only one with real hands-on legislative experience and with a proven track record. Since it is a conservative primary, I don't think anybody's done more to cut taxes and put dollars in the people's pockets and encourage and help make smaller government, thinking out of the box, creating bus stops for free. If you've noticed all the new bus shelters coming up, I worked a program to sell advertising so that we could get bus shelters for no charge, and a lot of things that go on and on. But I respect everybody in the primary that's there, and everybody in the race. I respect every individual, regardless of whether they're Democrat, Republican, Independent, what their philosophies are. We all have to live in this community harmoniously.
Blair lost his bid for re-election to the Hillsborough County Commission last November to Democrat Kevin Beckner. In the aftermath of that sometimes bitter campaign, Blair sued Beckner, claiming that Beckner made false accusations against him in the campaign. Beckner has since filed a claim to have the case thrown out. When asked about that, Blair questioned the local media in not scrutinizing Beckner's selections of attorneys in the case.
You know, it's still in court, and it kind of makes you wonder why nobody has asked him. You know, when you go to hire Barry Cohen, who's generally a criminal attorney, and then you hire Greg Thomas, two of the most expensive attorneys in Hillsborough County, if not the United States of America, you know, A, why would you do that? B, why or where are you getting the money? That's never been asked, and I often wonder, you know, is the media really giving a fair shake to everybody?
You think maybe you haven't gotten a fair shake in this case?
Well, I just wonder. I think the people would want to know. Isn't that something you'd want to know?
Blair will go before an administrative law judge next month to deal with charges that he accepted illegal campaign contributions in his bid for re-election.
Well, Barry tried to make a deal with me that, you know, I wouldn't ask for my attorney money back, and they would, of course, find me as I am, not guilty. So we're in negotiations, and I decide just to go to the hearing route, and because I know for a fact that I'm innocent, and it's just something. It's another one of the things that you go through when you live in a glass jar, and you have those who don't like your political style, maybe, or what you stand for. And if you want to make a few enemies, get in politics. I found that out for sure.
Like most of his fellow Republicans that he served with on the county commission, Blair has always emphasized tax cuts and running a lean government, and will do so if he makes it to Tallahassee.
Well, it's the same thing I said while I was here as a county commissioner for 4 years, is that we don't have a revenue problem, we have a spending problem. And that's why we need to downsize government. We need to find efficiencies. We need to create jobs, as I've done in the past. I had almost 100 employees at the Gold's Gyms that I ran. I built 4 Gold's Gyms and health and fitness centers, and had almost 100 employees. And I know what it's like to sign a paycheck on the front and to create the efficiencies that you need to have a successful business.
Blair has hardly been quiet in the 10 months since he was booted out of office by Hillsborough voters. He spoke in public at a teabag protest against government spending on Tax Day, April 15th in Tampa, and he says he embraces some of those same citizens who have come out protesting against health care reform proposals supported by President Obama and congressional Democrats.
I think that everybody's starting to get it, that it's not done and you can't rush through something as sensitive as complex as providing health care for every man, woman, and child in the nation is. And I'm certainly for that, but we need to do it in a way that's not going to hurt private business, in a way that preserves capitalism, in a way that you know, people in a lot of places, we have a indigent health care or a county health care program where people under a certain income get preventative as well as regular health care. In Florida, we have children's health care for those who can't afford it. So whether all of those things have been weighed in, there's so many issues, Mitch, that makes so many ingredients, if you will, to a successful formula that we have to weigh all of those out. And certainly the states need to disclose everything that they're doing now to provide health insurance for those who don't have it, so we can really target how to get health insurance for those that certainly do need it.